and welcome to Podcast Insider. This is episode 292, and I've got a special guest this week as well as last week, new one this week, Barry Kantz, our CFO and general counsel here at Blueberry. How you doing, Barry?
Good. Good, Mike. How are you? And it's great to be back on the show, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk a little bit with you and with our listeners. I think that's good.
Yeah, it's good to get different voices on here. Todd and McKenzie are probably both on airplanes right now, coming back from the NAB show. So they obviously couldn't join us today. So thanks for filling in. All right, we got our normal news. We got a best practice, a couple of them actually. Got some blueberry news. Toby came in with two pro tips this week, so that's cool.
All right.
And we got a question of the week, as per usual.
Well, that sounds good.
Anyway, let's get on that first story there. Now, a lot of people are going to think this isn't podcast related, but it's really big news in tech. Elon Musk, of course, offered to buy Twitter a while back, and they accepted his offer for $44 billion. Holy crud.
Yeah, I could use just a little bit of that. That'd be handy.
Yeah, he could just send me the rounding error. But anyway, a lot of people wonder why this is podcast related. Well, two things. Twitter's always been a way, or not always, since they've existed, they've been a way that a lot of podcasters, you know, get the word out about their show and you know, hook up with their listeners and all that stuff. And second, it was actually started as a podcast company, kind of. There was a company out there called Odeo, and they were a directory and search destination for syndicated audio and video. And Evan Williams, Josh Glass, and what's his name? Jack Dorsey. And I think there was one other guy that ran Odeo, ended up coming up with Twitter. But anyway, I think this could be good. You know, a lot of people are freaking out about it. And, you know, I don't know where that comes from, really. You know, first off, you know, Facebook is owned by a billionaire, and Instagram owned by the same billionaire. It seems a little weird to me, but that's okay. You know, people all have their opinions, and the nice thing about it is we can express them.
It's nice to be able to express freely. As long as you don't go overboard and threaten somebody, it's all okay, I guess. You know, Elon Musk says he's going to improve the platform. Maybe we ought to put a word in for improving the platform for podcasters.
Yeah, I think he's going to come out with more features. One thing that a lot of people wanted was the edit button.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never really found that to be a bad thing, because whenever I've screwed up something, I just delete the tweet and start over.
You only have so many characters that you can use, so it's not like you're retyping a whole page.
Anyway, Joe Rogan says that all this controversy he had actually gained him about 2 million subscribers on Spotify, although, you know, it can't be independently verified. It sounds plausible. You know, sometimes, you know, any publicity is good publicity, I suppose.
Yeah. The only bad publicity is your obituary.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You don't want that final article. Anyway, but yeah, he reported he had like 2 million subscribers. He said the higher, you know, maybe just be because a lot of people wanted to check him out after hearing about him in the mainstream news. But obviously he had a bit of trouble with some controversy about COVID and some of the things he said taken out of context and put out on YouTube or whatever. And it happens. You get popular, there's haters out there. Hey, more power to him. And eventually he's going to leave Spotify and come back to podcasting. That's my prediction.
Another story about free speech, I guess. You know, if you don't like Joe Rogan, the alternative is to combat his speech with your speech, but he does have a bigger platform. So anyhow.
Yep, for sure. And like I said, I still think he's going to come back to regular podcasting, but man, it would have been really hard to turn down $200 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is Nielsen. They're the people that do mainly TV reporting, but I think they've gone into radio and podcasts. But they're reporting that most Americans that listen to podcasts are listening to more of them now than before the pandemic started. And I know we saw a pretty good boost during, you know, all the lockdowns and stuff. But, you know, I always wondered, you know, when this is all over, would they come back? And here it seems that those that got into listening to podcasts seem to be listening to more.
Yeah, I think people got their toes wet, dipped their toes into the podcasting water and discovered that they like it. Now they continue to listen. So, you know, a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing, I guess. You know, the more the merrier. You know, we always want more listeners in, you know, listening to the space and or listening to, you know, podcasts, especially your podcast, you know. that's usually the goal, although
yeah.
You know, there's other ways of measuring success in podcasting, but usually it's tied to listener count and reach and all that good stuff. So but it's good that people are that were brought into it due to adverse conditions are sticking with us.
Yeah, I say if you've done that, dipped your toes in and stuck around after the pandemic here, thank you for doing that.
Right, and it's always good. You know, a lot of people started podcasts too, or started second shows, and a lot of those are hanging around too. We noticed here at Blueberry. And the technology we're using today is Riverside.fm, which is how Barry is recording his end, and mine is being recorded into the cloud and all that good stuff. And so hopefully it'll turn out good. But Riverside raised another $35 million in a Series B funding round. So I don't know. I don't understand all the you know, the venture capital world, but I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a good thing for podcasters. Riverside FM is a good product. It's a great tool to record your podcast, especially if you live in an internet desert. So you can record one side and that's uploaded. In other words, my side is being recorded as I speak. It's being recorded on my computer. Yeah. And Mike's is being recorded on his computer. And each of those files, after they're recorded on the individual's computer, are uploaded to the cloud. So you don't have the internet getting in the way.
Yeah, Riverside's an interesting company, and you know, stay tuned. We may have some announcements along that line with Riverside here coming soon. Further on down the list here, Todd and Rob, Todd Cochran, our CEO, and my co-host, and Rob Greenlee. They were live at the NAB show's main stage twice this week. They got a total of 3 hours of main stage time at NAB show, which was unheard of, but I think maybe the show was a little less than normal, which I guess I understand. You know, some people are still a little afraid to go to these big events. But I have a link to a YouTube recording of their Tuesday's show on the show notes here over at podcastinsider.com. And it'll be coming soon as audio over at newmediashow.com. Did you happen to catch any of that, Barry?
No, I didn't. Actually, it's been a crazy week for me. We just got back from our winter home in Florida, back to Michigan, and that happened on Sunday. So unpacking and doing lots of things. It's just been, I haven't been able to listen to too many podcasts this week, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't imagine you would. You know, definitely coming back, you know, Barry snowbirds back and forth to Florida for half the year. And you have better bandwidth down there, too.
oh, yeah. I mean, yes, I have fiber down there.
Yeah. Well, hopefully soon
here I've got two tin cans connected with a string.
Yeah, hopefully Elon will come through for you soon.
Fingers crossed.
And the last story that I had here was Inc. Magazine came out with a list of 5 metrics that should guide your podcast. Now, I'm assuming, or I'm going to just say that this may not apply to us indies as much as it does for people, doing business via podcasting. But, they've got, one was ROI, return on investment. You want to know if your show is making money. So you got to understand, what's going in and what's coming out. There's a whole list of things here. It might be interesting, even if you're not trying to make money with your podcast, go check that out. Links in the show notes. You do a show. You and I started about the same time in 2005, I think. You might have started before. Your show's still going. So's mine, but
it is. And I started mine in February of 2005, and it's the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And we talk about the travel trade, not just about travel agents, but travel trade in general. And you can find it at hometravelagent.net. So if anybody's interested in the travel business, come on over.
What metrics would do you watch? Do you watch your download counts, or do you have some other way of knowing you're reaching the appropriate audience?
I do look at my download counts. And I saw this, somebody said this in our Slack channel, one of our Slack channels. It's not about the number of downloads. In my type of show, it's about who is listening. And, I do have, for a niche podcast, I do have good download numbers. Mm-hmm. But mainly it's about who is listening, and those that who are travel agents or people in the travel trade industry. So it's the who, not the numbers for me.
Yeah, of course. And Toby talks about that. Last week we talked a lot about that. And of course his book, Narrow Podcasting.
Oh yeah.
This one, this next thing, the best practice, a couple things that's kind of your specialty. So I'm going to let you talk about copyright law and how it applies to podcasting.
That's what I do. Yeah. One thing that us podcasters have to be aware of, and not just a little bit, probably quite a bit, and that's copyright law. For one thing, a lot of shows have guests, and I think people don't understand that even though you have a guest on your show, what that guest says on your show is their product. It's their work product. So when they talk, what they're saying really belongs to them. Now, when you have them on your show, there's an implied license for you to use what they say on your show, but that doesn't necessarily work out sometimes. So probably the best thing to do is when you have a guest on your show is to get them to sign over the rights to what they're saying on your show. Even though it's audio, what they are saying is copyright, giving you copyrighted information when they're talking on your show. So, a best practice is to get your guests to sign a release, a license to use their product. And you can find those releases on the internet. You can search for them. And another thing that I want to talk about is there's been a myth out there, and it's been around for a long time. And I think it's good to talk about this myth every once in a while just to remind people that there is no such thing as using music for 7 seconds, 5 seconds, whatever myth you're listening to. There is no such thing as a 7 second myth, which would mean that you can use 7 seconds of music and that's not a violation of any copyright that the owner of that music owns. That's not true. You may use only 2 seconds of music and you're using somebody else's work product, and that's a violation of the copyright law. So dispel that myth. If you're going to use music, make sure that you have permission to use it, no matter how long a clip that you're going to use. Now, there's another thing called fair use. I'm not going to get into that. That's fairly complicated. But I just want to dispel that 7 second, 5 second, or whatever it is, that myth.
Fair use is a defense, isn't it?
It is. So if you have to bring fair use up, you're already in hot water to some extent.
Yeah, that's, I've heard a lot of that, from people, where they, I just use the first, 10 seconds and that's okay. And you might get away with it for a while, but I'll tell you, once they do catch on to you and it can get rather expensive.
Yes, it can. The RIAA and others are fairly aggressive about enforcing the copyright law of artists that belong to their group. They won't give up. They might settle with you for a few thousand dollars, but they're not going to go away. So just be aware. Don't use that copyrighted music. There's plenty of places out there where you can get music that you can get the rights to royalty free. There are several places where you can go to get that.
Yeah, we have a service that sort of a partnership with them, and Source Audio, I think, is the outfit. But anyway, you know, like the music you hear, you know, our intro and stingers and all that stuff is all royalty free stuff that was gotten the legal way instead of, you know, just taking a clip and hoping nobody figures it out. All right. I think we'll get on to blueberry news. Like I said, it's been kind of a quiet week here at Blueberry. And I always like to say that just means we're busy making our service better and coming up with new features for you. And of course, stay tuned. We do have some stuff coming, as usual. Besides that, with Todd and McKenzie out at a conference, that usually quiets things down on Slack anyway. But, and speaking of which, Todd gave me a quick update on how NAB show went, and he said traffic was down a little bit over previous years, but I think that had more to do with where they were also. They were way out in West Hall and all that, so you know, they weren't kind of in the main traffic flow like we've been in the past. So, but he did get some good contacts and leads, and of course the 3 hours on stage probably helped as well. So I'm sure it was a success. I guess we'll see in the coming weeks.
Yeah, for sure.
And then of course, be sure to follow us on social media. I'll have all the links in the show notes, but of course we're on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn and TikTok, and our social team is really killing it. Yeah, put out a lot of information and a lot of fun stuff. All right. Well, I think next I'm going to go to Toby's pro tips, I should say. I mean, he put two in one, so it's a short one too this time. But here's Toby.
Hi, it's Toby Goodman here. Today I'm going to give you two quick tips based on real data. The UK media regulator Ofcom recently published its 2022 podcast survey, and the most popular reason to stop listening to a podcast is I couldn't find any that interest me. The second most popular reason to stop listening is I don't have enough time. So today's two tips are, number one, remember you can't be for everyone, so be for a very specific type of listener with a specific interest, desire, want, or need. Number two, respect your listener's time and they will invest it back in you. If you need support with focusing your podcast message and how to develop a show that will get listened to by the people you want to connect with, the Blueberry Pro team are here to help. Come and say hi over at blueberrypro.com.
Yeah, it's kind of what you were saying about your show, Barry.
Yeah, it's a niche audience, and that's okay. You know, sometimes that works. But, you know, if you have a particular niche you're talking about, you know, you're going to have a niche audience. So don't expect to get a million downloads a month if you're podcasting to a niche.
Yep, success is, you know, it's different for each show, you know. Some shows, if you get a 100 of the right people listening to you, that's good. So, all right, well, let's go on to the question of the week. I saved this one for you, Barry. I got this one a couple weeks ago as a ticket in our support system, but she said, someone is using the same title as my show's title. Is there any way to get them to stop? I was using it first.
Yeah, good question, actually. Generally speaking, a title is not copyrightable. So with your title, you don't have a copyright to a title. So there really is no way to get them to stop unless you develop a trademark that's unique to your product, and someone else infringes on that trademark. So that gets into trademark law. But generally, for a show's title, no, you can't get them to stop, even though you were using it first.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes when I look through a podcast directory, I'll type in a title to something I've heard of, and then sometimes it'll come back with 4, 5, 6, 7 shows with the same exact title. And, you know, there's really not much you can do about that, as you said, unless you trademark it. And just as a side note, this person did, in fact, trademark it. And, of course, my advice was, well, I'm not a lawyer. You might want to consult one. So that would be if you do indeed have a trademark, then...
Getting into trademark law, that gets a little bit more complex. And, as well as anything that I've talked about here on the show, if you have an issue with any of those copyright issues or anything like that, you need to consult a local lawyer because, you know, your situation, your facts may, and usually they are, always different and unique to you. So you need to get advice that's unique to you from a lawyer. So a different lawyer other than me. Yeah, how's that for a disclaimer, Mike?
Perfect. Perfect. So anyway, if you got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to me, mike@blueberry.com. You can send me audio, text, or even video, and we may use it on the show. And of course, if you need tech support, don't go to social media. Don't send a direct email. Go to blueberry.com/support. That gives us the whole team gets the ticket, and the whole team can address said problem, if there is a problem. Of course, we're coming to you this week from Barry's studio in Coopersville, Michigan, which is in West Michigan, and Mike Dell's World in Traverse City, which is in Northwest Lower Michigan, just to confuse people. And of course, it's produced this week by the Blueberry Pro production team, and Lee's going to have fun with it, or Kate, whoever does it this week. That's all right. They make us sound smarter.
Yes.
Fill out our survey. We got a new survey. Well, newly redesigned survey over at surveys.blueberry.com/podcastinsider. And we would appreciate that. We get to know you a little bit better. And, of course, if you're a Blueberry user, you can set up your own survey over there at your Blueberry account. I believe it's maybe under the Make Money tab. I'll have to look. Of course, you can schedule a one-on-one consult with Todd for free for half an hour if you're a hosting customer. You can email todd@blueberry.com, and he does quite a bit of those. You can schedule a tech checkup with me, and, of course, hosting customers only. Or if you want to look into becoming a hosting customer, I'm always happy to talk to you that way as well. mike@blueberry.com. Of course, you can send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, and Mackenzie will put together a Blueberry care package for you. Our mailing address will be in the show notes. Barry, do you think we covered it, or you got anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I think we covered it, and I appreciate being a part of the show this week, and want to thank you and all the people that are Toby, and I want to thank them for putting this together. Like you said, it's been a challenge with the bandwidth issues, so the editing is going to be a little bit more difficult this week.
That's good. It's good to throw them a challenge once in a while. So, well, thanks for being on here, Barry, for sure. And I look forward to the day when you have your Starlink and we can do this again.
Yeah, me too.